I'm here with Matt Colick on the phone. Matt will be performing at the Ancient Way Music Festival August 3rd. That festival takes place from 4 till 8. You're going to be on about 6 in the evening, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I play for about an hour. I'm the penultimate act for the evening.
How long have you been performing, Matt?
Off and on, I kind of just started getting back into it last year. I'm originally from Wisconsin, and in Wisconsin, I had played all throughout my teens and 20s in various bands and different incarnations as a musician. I moved to Albuquerque about 8 years ago from Wisconsin, and kind of put the guitar down, kind of stopped making music seriously for a while, but then have just begun to pick it up again, and it's been going pretty well. So to answer your question directly, off and on for, oh boy, about 30 years, I'd say, since I was a teenager.
How did you get interested in music?
I think I was just kind of called to it. There was, you know, for as far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to play music. I always had an interest that was deeper than just enjoyment of the songs on the radio. I found a guitar in the basement of my house growing up, and just became inseparable with the instrument, and eventually started taking lessons and building my craft, which led to, you know, forming bands with my friends in school and stuff like that, which eventually leads us here today. So, I don't know if I became interested so much as I felt a calling toward it.
Matt, what are your influences? What genres do you lean toward?
That's a great question. My influences are pretty varied, but I can really kind of zero in on, in terms of how my sound comes across, it's kind of the Grateful Dead meets punk rock. There's sort of like a classic rock roots music influence, but then there's also sort of a punk alternative indie new wave influence as well.
So do you have some ideas on what you think you'll be doing the evening of August 3rd?
Yeah, my set begins, just to confirm, it does begin at 6 o'clock, and it'll be just me and my guitar. I'll be playing probably about a dozen songs, mostly original tunes, and I'll throw in a couple fun covers. But what I'm going to attempt to do is, you know, be energetic, be rhythmic, and get the crowd really engaged with the music.
Do you ever collaborate with other performers?
I haven't thus far in this incarnation of my musical career, but there are some things on the horizon that I am not really prepared to announce just yet, but there are some collaborations that are heating up in the background.
How much composition do you do?
As far as like songwriting?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say probably 3/4 of my sets are made up of original songs. So, yeah, songwriting is sort of the major focus of what I do. That's kind of the engine room. That's where the real creativity happens, is when I'm trying to come up with my own material to play. So that's really the if not the main focus of what I do as a musician, it's certainly one of the top focuses.
Do you lean more towards the instrumentation itself or to the lyrics or some combination of both?
Yeah, it's really a combination, I would say. You know, sometimes I'll start with a lyrical idea that's in my head, just a certain, you know, phrase or combination of words that seems to have a kind of a rhythm to it. And then I'll, you know, kind of work out the lyrics from there, and that will sort of suggest and inform the instrumental, the guitar parts. But other times the reverse happens, where I'll just be sitting around playing the guitar and I'll come up with a part that kind of sounds good to me, and that in turn will suggest and inform the lyrical content. So it kind of goes in all different directions. It's my job just to kind of stay open to it.
For those listeners that might want to explore your music a bit more, you have several online sites that could be explored. How would they go about perhaps sampling some of your music?
Sure. Yeah, I don't. I just started recording my original songs just this past week, so those won't be available to hear until later this summer. However, I do have a website I can send people to, and that's, I have a number of videos of my performances up there. I have a blog that I update pretty regularly with my, it's not all about music stuff, it's my thoughts about all sorts of things. But if people want to learn more about me, my music, and what I'm up to, and how they can see me perform live, they can go to my website, which is mattkolick.com. That's mattkolick.com. And from there, I have the links to my YouTube channel and all the social media sites as well.
Right. And folks can also look for Matt Kolick on Facebook.
That's right.
mattkolick. I think it's one string you're looking for.
That's exactly right, Rachel. Yeah.
So, have you had a day job that you have to work around to work on your music?
Yeah, thankfully, I'm really fortunate to have a job that allows me a lot of flexibility. I work from home as a freelance copywriter, social media manager, and editor, working with clients mostly online. So I kind of set my own schedule and make my own hours, which makes it a lot easier to spend time doing the music thing.
So when I was clarifying what I meant by asking about composition, mm-hmm. you know, you do a lot of composition that has nothing to do with music.
That's true, yes. That's absolutely right. Yeah, I'm always, like, in one way or another, I'm generating material in some form, yeah.
I would imagine that lyrics are something that can come easily, although inspiration is everything, at least in your case. Since as a writer.
Yeah. There's, there's the inspiration, but I've found that waiting around for the inspiration to strike that's not a good approach, at least for me personally. So there is sort of a workmanlike effort I have to put into it to just kind of sit down and start writing, whether I'm feeling inspired or not. But it certainly helps to have the inspiration there.
I think there have been a few comedy skits over the years about songwriting, and, you know, one of them is the stream of consciousness thing where the songwriter is just singing out everything they're doing in the moment. I'm eating broccoli. I'm eating broccoli with some cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't always lead anywhere, though.
Right. I have to confess, I do participate in exercises like that, not exactly that, but similar to that from time to time, just to kind of try to get the mental gears turning in that area of the brain that's used for songwriting. So, I mean, yeah, it's funny and comedic, but it's also that kind of an effective technique, I'd say.
Very good. Is there anything else, Matt, that you might like to share with KGLP's listeners as we get closer to the Ancient Way Music Festival, August 3rd?
Not really, other than I'm just hoping to see a lot of people come out to enjoy the festival. This will be my first show, my first performance in that part of the state. All of my performances have basically been in the Albuquerque metro area, so I'm really excited to get out and play for a different crowd of people. And I hope people come for the whole day. It's a great lineup of performers, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing a fun crowd and having a good time and talking to people and just being part of a great day of music.
All right. The Ancient Way Music Festival at the Old School Gallery, August 3rd, from 4 until 8. Matt will be on around 6 in the evening. Thank you so much, Matt.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you, Rachel. I really appreciate it.